Field Hall. It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high school to colleges to the NBA. The Shootaround, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Bud Morris State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Ristorante, the Ohio Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, the United States Army, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Place. Now, here are those hoop junkies and hosts of the Shootaround, Coach Tom Hodges and Greg Poe.
It is our two-hour broadcast block, the second half of it, the Shootaround, presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Poe, Ray Dosky. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, man. It's NCAA basketball wrap-up on the Shootaround this morning.
It is.
I'm still jacked up.
Are you? Is that what that is?
That's what that is. Fired up. Ray, you got to get fired up ever since I've been here this morning. You've just been moping around. This is a wrap-up show. This is very important. This is very important content.
Quit moping around, Ray.
I'm so fired up. Come on, let's go.
Quit moping. Andy Landers.
Man, that's exciting. When you text me that we say it every week, but he's one of the greatest storytellers I've ever been around. Our segment will not be long enough for Coach Landers.
And they never are, anyway, to begin with. And Zach coming on at 10 this morning, we may go into that a little bit.
Tell
him he comes on at 10:20. of course, the longtime Georgia coach now, him and Carolyn Peck and Maria Taylor, they were the anchors of the studio coverage of the all through the college women's basketball tournament on ESPN. So, Coach Landers, that's a cool deal. That will be at about 30 minutes from now, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week. In the meantime, Ray, hit it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the starting five.
Got to put a bow on the NCAA tournaments. Monday night, Baylor just overwhelming Gonzaga. And no need to break down a lot of the game, 86-70. But you said something. You come on with John Burton and myself every Tuesday morning, talk basketball. The urgency, number one, and I don't think because of the scheduling limitations of Gonzaga that they were going to play Baylor, they were going to play Tennessee, that they hadn't seen that level of athleticism, you know, even into the NCAA tournament. So, but what the job Scott Drew, I almost said Bryce, Scott Drew has done there, I consider it from when he took over 18 years to winning a national championship, I think the top reclamation job in all of college basketball history.
Yeah, I completely agree, Greg. What Scott Drew has done since 2003, you go back and you just what they were going through was the thing of fiction. I mean, you don't even see movies that are this outlandish of a murder, a cover up, and attempted cover up by head coach. I mean, it was the most dire of dire straits, and quite honestly, there were a lot of overtones that program would be shut down completely. And the fact that it wasn't probably hindered Scott Drew more than if it was, and he would have had to restart it. So it is amazing what he has done. It will be the thing of legend. History will look so favorable on Scott Drew and what he has done in Waco, Texas.
When he arrived in 2003 in his early 30s, there's no situation. You mentioned it. Baylor player Carlton Dotson had just been charged with murdering teammate Patrick Dennehy. Then former Baylor head coach Dave Bliss caught on tape telling players to paint Dennehy as a drug dealer to hide illicit payments and other NCAA violations within the program. He got a 10-year show cause. He should have got a million-year show cause.
Yeah,
they should have put him under the NCAA, just underneath it.
How about you don't get to ever watch a basketball game in any NCAA-sanctioned event ever. We don't want anything to do with Dave Bliss. It's just crazy. And the fact that Scott Drew, A, took the job. I mean, who takes that job? You've got to really have a high confidence in yourself, especially being at Valpo that his dad had made legendary, and you know their family name would carry on there as long as they wanted to. Really gambled on himself, and man, did that pay off. And the administration stuck by Scott Drew. He won 21 games in his first 3 years. It's hard to imagine, even in those circumstances today, in 2021, if you only win 21 games in your first 3 years today, you're gone.
Yeah,
I mean, you're gone. So kudos to the administration at Baylor. Through the circumstance and him navigating, allowed him to rebuild that program. And it's not like they've just come on the scene. I mean, within 8 years of his hiring, they're in the Elite Eight, which is pretty astounding that – to recruit through that, they were literally having to go to class and find kids that had played high school basketball just to get a team.
Open trial. That third year, NCAA banned non-conference play. And, you know, obviously the scholarship limitations, he held open tryouts on campus.
Yeah.
And that team went 4-13. That was his third year. Third year, you go 4-13.
You're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone, no matter the circumstance. So, Ray, you could have played at Baylor back in the day, around the early 2000s.
Man, but stretch.
Yeah, well. But it is, I mean, it's just crazy to think. I know how hard it is to go in and to recruit in a player's home and try to sell a vision when you don't have tangible results. You're just selling yourself. You're selling the vision. You're selling kind of empty promises of things that you hope happen, but you have nothing to back it up. But Scott Drew, to his credit, had a plan, stuck to the plan, was positive. He's one of the most positive guys that I've ever seen, and must be doing something right, because that guy looks like he's about 25 years old, and he's been there 18 years.
Well, so. Bryce has got a baby face, too.
My goodness.
Both of them.
The Drew family has good genes.
And let's say something about Gonzaga. Mark Few, I've heard people, including Plaz on our radio station, I love George, but thinking, oh, they got to go to the Pac-12, they got to go get tested, they got to go. They just played for the national championship undefeated. Why the hell would you want to change anything?
Yeah, and I mean, he's taken Gonzaga to two national championship games.
Yeah.
Two.
Every year the NCAA. Every year.
And it's such, I think, a hollow argument, because he schedules as tough as he can in the non-conference. They were supposed to play Baylor this year. They were supposed to play Illinois this year in Indianapolis.
Tennessee.
Supposed to play Tennessee. He played Virginia. You know, it's not like he just plays Portland State and UC Cal Poly San Bispo, you know.
San Luis Obispo. There's a good reference.
There's a good reference. Or the Banana Slugs.
You were going down the coast. I just thought I'd help you.
Yeah, so, you know, he really stretches his team. I don't think they need that. Now, would they have been undefeated had they played in the Pac-12? I don't think even he would have said they would have been undefeated going through the Pac-12. But it creates an amazing storyline that is good for college basketball. And it's raised the level of the West Coast Conference. You don't think those teams haven't gotten better because of Gonzaga? Yeah, come on now.
Come on out. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, Ray Dusky. It is the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Sunday night, Stanford in a thriller, 54-53. Tara Vanderville. Vanderveer wins her third, but just the first in 29 years, the longest between national championships of any NCAA Division I sport ever. 29 years between ties.
With the same coach.
Yeah, it was the same coach. But
pretty
it's not
crazy.
Yeah, it's not like they haven't been competitive.
No.
I mean, they're Final Fours, you know, all kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
But I just got, and we'll talk to Andy Landers about this. I just got a sense that a lot of people were pulling for her.
Well, that was a really neat story, and it got told and will be retold. There'll be books written about their odyssey because of California's restriction. They were literally vagabonds and nomads for 2.5 months.
86 days.
Crazy.
86 days.
Crazy that for 2.5 months, they're living out of their suitcase. And not only doing that, they're trying to be a top five team in the country. But that I said this on the Greg Pogan, John Burton show.
Well, it must be true.
Yeah, so it must be true. That can either do one of two things to your team. That can either separate and split, and that can be just a big mess where a lot of cracks and crevices form within your team, or it can galvanize you and bring you closer, tighter together. I think that's what happened with Stanford. They were already really, really talented, but when you're forced to travel with a group for 2.5 months, and all you have is each other, I think that really, really was the catalyst for that team. And like I said, they've been in the national picture, multiple Final Fours, for Coach Vandeveer. I mean, she's the all-time winningest coach in college basketball, men's or women. So obviously she knows what she's doing. I would like her to be a little more excited after the game, though. Coach Vandeveer was not real. She was not real happy after the game, but that's how much of a perfectionist she is, because they turned it over a little too much in her standards. We got to get a smile on Coach Vandeveer's face.
Well, and Adia Barnes, the job she did at Arizona.
Amazing.
Talk about reclamation jobs.
Yeah, so, Adia played for Joan Bonvincini, and when Joan was there, they were successful, had some modicum of success, were in some Sweet 16s, but never on the real national stage. Then when Coach Bonvincini retired, Nia Butts took the job, and Nia never could quite get it going. Former Tennessee Lady Vol, played for Coach Summit. But Nia, I think, was there six, seven years. So the program wasn't in great shape when Adia took over, and Adia was kind of an out-of-the-box hire. She played in the WNBA for 7 seasons, hadn't been an assistant that long for Mike Nabors at Washington, and kind of an out-of-the-box hire, an alum of Arizona. Took a chance, and man, she is the real deal in terms of presence, personality, and just she has one of those gravitational auras about her. She when Adia walks into the room, people just kind of start migrating to her. You can see that. You can see that with her players. Her players absolutely love her. Ari McDonald transfers, was going to Washington while she was an assistant there. She gets her to transfer, and obviously makes a Cinderella run all the way to the national championship game.
The shoot-around presented by Gog and Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, Ray Dosky coming up at 9:35, rather. It will be our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, Andy Landers, the longtime Georgia coach, and of course you see him on the ESPN coverage of college women's basketball. And in our starting five, we've hit four, right? Vanderbilt this week fires women's basketball coach Stephanie White after 5 seasons. Overall, 46-83. Conference, 13-54. This year, after a 4-4 start, 0-3 in the SEC, announced on January 18th to shut down the program for the remainder of the season. Already thinned by that, and now three other starters have announced they are transferring, the top two scorers and a longtime starter there as well. But Stephanie White out at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, really interesting situation over on West End by Candace Story Lee. She gained the vote of approval, the dreaded vote of approval a couple weeks ago, and then as can happen, some player defections, and really, I think on their roster right now, Greg, I think they only have maybe 4 or 5 players sitting on their roster before their recruiting class comes in. So very interesting. From a women's basketball perspective, it is hard not to win in women's basketball at Vanderbilt. And I say that with all due respect to Stephanie White, but she came from a pro system, and it was very different. than what Vanderbilt has to offer. I know I've recruited against Vanderbilt. They have Nashville as a city. That's the destination. They have the academics. They have the facilities. Now, seemingly, they have the commitment from upper administration with the $300 million advancement and capital program that they just launched with $200 million already raised. So Jim Foster has gotten it done there. Melanie Balcom has gotten it done there. There's no reason why you can't win and win big in women's basketball at Vanderbilt, and certainly there's one name that I hope is involved in the search.
Okay.
Dramatic pause.
Okay.
Insert name here.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you hire Rick Ensel? Why don't you go and hire?
He's only in every Hall of Fame there is.
Why don't you hire Rick Ensel, 69 years old? Rebuild your program. You get instant credibility. You get instant. There's going to be probably 5,000 people to show up to see him win, 5,000 people to show up to see him hope he doesn't win. He's that polarizing. You have an immediate succession plan in place after he gets you back on track. You know, when Jim Foster was there, they were in the top 20 in national attendance. I mean, they were getting 5,000 and 6,000 people a game, and even in the early Melanie Balcom years. There's no reason why that can't happen again. Matt Ensel has been in the SEC both as an assistant and head coach, so you get an immediate boost there. I just think I'm a little biased in the situation, obviously, but I think it is something that Candace Story Lee really, I hope, looks at the big picture of her program to see if that would be a good fit. I think it'd be a great fit personally. I'd hate to see him leave middle because Chris Massaro and Dr. Sidney McPhee have been great there and certainly great to my family. So that would be a sore spot, but I think Vanderbilt, the best hire that they can make would be Coach Rick Ensel and Coach Matt Ensel.
All right. That is the starting five coming up, the two-man weave.
The slowest fast break in radio.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit Freeman FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
The Shootaround presented by Gog and Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pug, Ray Doskey here this morning. In about 10 or 12 minutes, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, former Georgia coach, Women's College Basketball Hall of Famer, ESPN Women's College Basketball Analyst, Andy Landers, is going to be joining us. In the meantime, Ray, hit it.
This is the two-man weave, the slowest fast break in radio.
Well, it took a while, but Arizona fires men's basketball coach Sean Miller. Of course, that 2017, 4 years ago?
4 years.
Federal investigation into the corruption of basketball. Of course, LSU and Will Wade part of that, and certainly Sean Miller part of that. NCAA charged the school with 5 level 1 violations last month. No surprise with any of the surprise to me is he lasted this long.
It really is surprising. And if you're Sean Miller, you had to think, golly, I've lasted this long. You know, maybe this just goes away. It rides itself out. So this has been bubbling under the surface for the last 3 or 4 years, ever since the tapes kind of broke out. Arizona banned themselves, self-imposed ban of postseason play this year. So it's hard to wrap your head around the information that we currently have, which would lead me to believe there's some information that we don't know that hasn't been released that's somewhere in some compliance office that made or forced the Arizona hand on this. If I was Will Wade, I'd maybe wake up a little bit more anxious this morning, knowing that one of the culprits has been taken down in this.
Yeah, and I don't think that's over either, because he's got to deal with federal stuff.
Yeah.
And we've seen people already fall on the sword for a lot of coaches already, so we'll see how all that plays out on the court. He did a good job there.
Oh, yeah. Good basketball coach.
Yeah.
Really good basketball coach.
And obviously, what Lou Dolson did there,
yeah,
it was pretty amazing run that he had.
Yeah, outstanding. And Arizona is another one of those places where if you halfway know what you're doing, you can recruit at a high level there and win at a high level at Arizona.
Damon Stoudamire?
Yeah.
I mean, he's coached. Where is he coaching?
Portland State, somewhere in the Midwest.
Yep. Cincinnati fires John Brannan. I like this. For long list of reasons. with Brannan, they were 12-11 this year, 20-10. Anyway, the transfer portal, all the different things, but that job's open, and by the way, both the Miller brothers are out of jobs right now, Archie and Sean.
Yeah.
Didn't mention that a minute ago, but Cincinnati in that American Athletic, is that's a it's not a Power Five, but in basketball, essentially is.
In basketball, they really have put a lot of resources into basketball. It doesn't hurt that Luke Fickell has got football, you know, in the top 10, really the best of the group of five in football. So the Cincinnati name brand in basketball is very high. Of course, Brandon came from Northern Kentucky right across the river, so it was an easy transition there. Brandon's actually a Morehead State guy. Know several people that played with him, and really a tough, hard-nosed guy. This is one of those culture clashes from everything you read. What it seems like to me was a coach that knew he was rebuilding this year's roster. They had a good year two seasons ago, not this season, but last season, and was trying to rebuild his roster and was just maybe pushed a little bit over the edge in an effort to win. And these days, those things get scrutinized under a microscope in a fishbowl.
All right, Ray, hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Hey Ray, what do you say about the NBA?
Let's go.
I love me some Charles Barkley. Yes, his one-liners are great. But early in the week, he basically said that LeBron James started this whole super team, and now it's going to bite him in the butt. Wait, what did you say? So when Barkley himself went with Pippen down to Houston to join Olajuwon, and who? Drexler? What was that exactly? Oh, I'll tell you. It was a failure because him and Pippen couldn't get along. Next up, the Lakers, when they added Malone and Payton to go join Kobe and Shaq, who lost to what was known as the Big Three in Boston. And so LeBron saw what was going on, and what did he do? He elevated it. Not only did he get these super teams as he's like in their past their prime, but let's get these guys in their prime. So Barkley, what I've got to say is, you're totally wrong, and he did not do it. The statement of him creating super teams is blasphemy.
All right, Ray.
Oh, there we go.
There's
the
horn.
I tried to catch it
there
at the end, guys. I tried to catch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, taking a shot at my 1990 Houston Rockets. That's hurtful.
It's true.
That's hurtful. Right?
How many rings does Barkley have?
Exactly.
Thank you. All right, let's take a break. coming up next, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, former Georgia Women's Basketball Hall of Famer, and now the ESPN Women's College Basketball Analyst, Andy Landers, coming up next.
Bud Moore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Bud Moore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original Sports Radio, WNSR.
It is the Shoot Around presented by Goggin Cold Haul. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, Ray Dosky. A little reminder that we have the rubber match of the Vanderbilt Georgia series. Georgia came in Thursday night and rocked up Kumar Rocker, proving that he is indeed
human.
He's human. And then last night, Vanderbilt with a win. So this afternoon, 2 o'clock, Vanderbilt baseball, 1:45, the pregame, the rubber match of the Georgia series. And they're off, the Commodores are off to Tennessee next weekend. Our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, and we've had a great run from Whip Sanderson to Kenny Anderson and on and on and on, and this morning is certainly no exception. Andy Landers, the longtime Georgia coach, Women's College Basketball Hall of Fame, Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, and of course the great work he does in studio on ESPN with the college women's basketball coverage. One of our own, Carolyn Peck. Oh, actually, Andy's one of our own. We'll get to that, but in studio. But Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Coach.
Hey. It's good to be with you. How are you, fellas?
It's doing good. I'm surrounded by Tennessee Tech grads. I just let you know, right?
I like it. You're in good company, my friend.
Coming from a Western Kentucky grad, he needs all the help he can get,
oh,
Coach.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, these Hilltoppers. We'll send them back to the hills if they're not careful.
Hey, Andy, I tell you what, I really enjoyed the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Some great games, drama in the semis, and certainly the championship game, and the work you do with Carolyn and Maria there in the studio. It really is enjoying to watch, but I think you're having a good time. That's what's coming across.
You know, I never cease to be amazed with all the good people that work at ESPN, and I mean that. You go to Bristol, Connecticut to do these things, and, you know, the producers are out of sight. Not only are they really, really talented, but they're really good people. And, you know, I've just found that when you're surrounded by good people, you typically do enjoy it, and it is that way. What you see is what you get. We have a good time. We enjoy each other. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Coach, you've seen a lot, obviously, a lot of NCAA tournaments, but it seemed like this year, the spotlight and the production levels, obviously each game getting its own national time slot for the first time ever, even on national broadcast TV. It just seemed like the now is a real crucial pivot point for the women's game in terms of eyeballs that are getting laid on it and the production and the machine really getting behind the sport of women's basketball. Is that the sense that you get?
Yeah. There were a lot of things this year that came together, I thought, that made women's basketball just an outstanding product for fans to watch, for TV to have and to broadcast. You know, we went into the year thinking that it was wide open, that there wasn't a favorite, and the longer we played, the more I became convinced of that. It wasn't one of those years where you had a particular team that just dominated. And so I think it brought some interest to the sport. And then, as you mentioned, each game being able to stand along in a time slot and be broadcast on television in the tournament, and the games were well played, and a lot of them were close. Most of them were reasonably close. And the drama that played out as we went down, you know, I mean, watching your perennial powers like Connecticut and South Carolina, Baylor get beat, Arizona, you know, you had your Cinderella versus a perennial power for the national championship game. Yeah. You know, and the interest, the ratings, ratings were the highest, I think, in several years. And I think one of those days it was the highest rating ever. So it was a great tournament, and I think it positioned women's basketball very well going forward. And hopefully all those involved with the sport from a coaching and playing standpoint can move it on up another notch.
Coach Andy Landers with us, U.S. Army Legend of the Week here on the Shoot-Around presented by Goggin Coldall. Andy, just what Tara Vanderveer, and there's so many people obviously pulling for her, the program, her third national championship of 29 years in between two and three. That team, because of COVID, had to leave campus and spent 86 days. Think of that. I don't want to go anywhere for 86 days, okay? But 86 days away and wherever they were, in just in a bubble within a bubble once they obviously got to San Antonio. I don't know. You know, Coach, you've coached a lot of games. Could you imagine having to go off with your team for 86 days?
You know, that's kind of the epitome of what we went through this year with COVID. And the 86 days, no, to answer your question, I can't imagine that. Practicing wherever you could practice, I think in large measure they practiced a lot in a high school gymnasium without the amenities that you're accustomed to with your training room and all the things that it takes to do, or at least we thought that it took to do what we do, the sacrifices that were made. But I think it epitomizes what a lot of players and teams went through with the uncertainties. And more than anything else, I think it underscores how important playing college sports is to these student athletes, to make those kinds of sacrifices, to do the things that they did to get this season in and have the tournament that we did. I can't credit the student athletes enough. And I think it, again, I'm going to repeat myself, I think it just underscores, we talk about college athletics all the time from a fan standpoint and speculate and predict and all kinds. But at its core, the student athletes are what make it all possible. And I think that they make a tremendous statement this year as to how important playing is to them.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach, going to swing back, and I remember when I was on staff at Westmore at Chattanooga, and you hosted every year a de facto coaches clinic that really impacted me, and I know it impacted a lot of coaches, that you would just bring down to Athens, play a little golf, and then everybody would have sessions where, you know, you just kind of open the floor, and it was just open talk. It was one of, early on in my coaching career, I always hearken back to some of those notes, and you know, there were people from the same conferences there, be it the late Joe Curl or you know, Susie Gardner. I mean, the list would just, the room always amazed me. Talk about, and what I'm getting at is, I don't think that happens enough in women's basketball. It happens in men's basketball, but the sharing of information, I always credit you with being one of the first that I was able to see in sharing information and trying to grow the game, which you did with your platform at Georgia. Talk about that and kind of where you see the women's game going right now.
Yeah, those were good times.
Yes,
being able to share like that, and you know what the thinking, of course, the men had been doing it, and I think the thinking was, at least from my standpoint, was you could go to coaches' clinics with a, you know, with 200, 600, 1,000 other people and listen to coaches talk about X's and O's or philosophies, but oftentimes, especially if you had coached for a few years, you might go to one of those type of clinics, get up and leave and go, you know, they confirm some things that I was doing. That makes me feel good about what I'm doing, but I wish I had heard X, Y, Z.
Yes.
And you didn't have the ability to request those types of things. So I just thought it would be good if we could get some coaches together from time to time and talk about the things that we wanted to talk about, you know, whether it be X's and O's, whether it be philosophy, whether it be about ways to make our staff better or the game better. And I thought that to some extent we were able to accomplish that with those small clinics of 8 or 9 coaches just coming together and sitting around and sharing information and being able to ask each other, hey, what would you do in a time and score situation if you had 3 seconds left and the ball was over here and the other team was man, what would you do?
Yeah.
So I thought it was really good for all of us. I hope that it was. I know I took a lot away from it. You know, where the game is going, I've got real concerns over, you know, as I think a lot of people do, over the things that are happening now within the NCAA that's going to affect all sports. This transfer thing is the most insane thing that I have ever heard of. I mean, who could have thought that this would be a good idea? And I think where it really bothers me is it violates, to me, the principles of college athletics. It flies in the face of why I coached. I coached not just to win basketball games or to help young people achieve what they could achieve out of their athletic potential, but also to help them grow and understand challenges and how to meet those challenges and grow as people. And I think the transfer thing's just going to blow all that up. I mean, I don't think there's going to, I think it's going to hurt really. I was a people guy. I used to tell kids when we recruited them, you know, we don't care if we get all the best players, but we want to get the best people. Yeah. And that's what we built our success on at Georgia, was the relationships. And you know, kids coming and going, you're not going to have those kind of relationships. You're not going to have Rebecca Rousey blowing into Athens yesterday with her family, calling me, wanting to come by, show me her baby. All that stuff's going to be gone. And I just think it's, I think it's really sad, and I think it's hurtful to the development of young people. Let me just start over on that subject because it's a real sore spot for me.
But it's true. I was talking to a coaching friend yesterday. 1,397 entries in the Division I women's basketball portal right now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Absolutely. 1,300 kids in the portal. And what's, you know, I just don't understand how transferring helps. I just don't understand. I just think it's a, you know, let me go back. Here's the thing that I think that we've lost an ability to do, the ability to invest in something. And I think there's all kinds of reasons for it. I'm going to go real quick. When I went to college, if I had to do a research paper, I had to get a notebook, get up, go across campus, go to the library, pull a card out of the file, go find a book, sit down at the table, make my notes, get back up, go back to my room, get my Uniroyal typewriter out, type it up. If I wanted to use a phone, I had to stand in line in the hallway because there was just one phone out there. I had to stand in the line in the hallway of the dorm to make a call. If it's 10 o'clock, that line might have 6, 8, 10 people in it. You might stand in that line for an hour. If you wanted to hear your favorite song, you had to sit in front of the radio until it came on, and then you switch channel real quick, thinking you go to another channel, you might be able to hear it again. Well, what we got now is instantaneous. Everything's instantaneous. You got to do a research paper, Google it. You know, you don't wait on phone calls. The kids are in classes texting and taking phone calls. You know, your favorite song, you got all 600 of them hanging on your hip in your radio. And you think about that for a minute, it sounds simple. But at what point in a young person's life are they learning to invest in something?
Yeah.
You know, everything is instantaneous. And I thought that sport still gave us that. But now if you don't like what's going on where you're at, if you wanted to play 15 minutes and you're only getting to play 10, you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't invest in the work that it takes to get you on the floor longer, to make your game better and beat the person in front of you. You leave and you go somewhere else. And I just can't imagine that that's good.
That's so true, Coach. Ray, cut that sound bite. We need to get that to every outlet we have.
Just send it to Mark Emmert up in Indy. What we'll do.
That is so true. Thank you for sharing that, Coach.
Coach, it certainly didn't happen overnight when you took over Georgia in 1979. The program in its first six seasons, 37 wins, no budget, and then boom. I mean, you start and then your fourth year, you're in the Final Four, the first of five, by 85 in the national championship game, and then 23 NCAA tournaments, five Final Four, seven SEC regulars, four SEC tournament championships, 21 20-win seasons, and that's back when 20-win seasons meant something.
When you didn't play 40 games.
Yes, so, but just, it didn't happen overnight, and now coaches, if you don't have something going in the first 2-3 years, you're gone.
Well, I it's going to get to that. I don't think it's gotten to that hardly as quickly with the women's game as it is with the men's game. But it's going to get to that because the pay is such now, and the eyeballs on it are more and more critical. You know, with growth of the game. That is what it's going to become. You're going to have to get there, get it done at a high level, and you know, this is the thing. I watch the girl. I watch Adia Barnes, who I thought did a terrific job with that team. That wasn't the most talented team, but she did a terrific job, hung her hat on the defensive end of the floor, got them to the national championship game. I watched what Vic Schaefer did down at Texas, get him to the Elite Eight, and I'm going, I hope you guys understand something. And this is to the point that you just made. I'm sitting there thinking, I hope you guys understand something. You just created a floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's the expectation moving forward for those programs. Once you achieve, you know, once you go to the tournament, everybody in your fan base thinks you ought to go back. There's no reason. You already been. There's no reason you can't go back.
Yeah.
You go to the Sweet 16, that becomes the floor. You go to the tournament 2-3 times, that's not the floor anymore. It changes and under you. Now the expectation becomes, I don't understand why we just go to tournament and get beaten round 32 every year. You know, we need to make a change. You know, we need to get this thing on down the road. And so, you know, that it's a monster. I think Bud Wilkerson said it out at Oklahoma once, what's the guy's name that coached the Oklahoma and then down at Dallas?
Switzer.
Barry Switzer said Bud Wilkerson created a monster, talking about the football program in Oklahoma, and it became his job to feed it. and that's right. I mean, and that's what you do as a coach. If you have success, you create a monster. But as you create that monster, you have to understand that it has to be fed. It has to flourish. It has to do well once you get there. And we were very fortunate at Georgia to have a long run of success that can be traced back to a comment that I made earlier, because it was all based on really good people. They also were good players, but they were really good people.
Coach Andy Landers, it has been a pleasure this morning. Thank you for taking the time. We could sit here all day and do this, but we really appreciate it. Thank you, and you'll be in Nashville next. I'll owe you the Southern Steak and Oyster again. That's where we met, and you came down to do the remote at the restaurant. You're going to be in Nashville next year for the women's tournament. It's on Tom. Tom's buying.
Tom, you got to meet me over there for breakfast, because that might be the best I've ever had.
All right.
Hey, that's a deal, Coach. And we'll get a horse deal and some more farmland to you over breakfast as well.
I hear you. You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks Coach. The legend.
Again, one of the greatest storytellers of all time. Yeah. That right there is gold.
He did. He came to the Southern Steak and Oyster for the remote during the SEC Women and ate a huge breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he remember that. Let's take that last break.
All 5 Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Bud Moore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Bud Moore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly...
The shoot-around, I want to thank you. We'll be here again. Coach Tom Hodges, Ray Doskey next Saturday morning. Zach Williams, the Millennial Sports Goofballs. No, they're not. They're good people. The Millennial Sports Morning coming up next. Vanderbilt Baseball this afternoon. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Peace.